Begin the current up and set the Baba Vas and the Laman Zain, begin them alpha and test master, begin with the Gemara, Hechadole Apik. Well, that's only where it wasn't out at the time when these were being harvested. Peshach, Rabbi Nachman now explains, because Rabbi Neshuach, like this type of figs called B'nai Shuach. Shemeshor Shechantu, Halikatasin, from when you have the budding until its harvest is Gimel Shanim, is 3 years. So it's going to be in 3 years' time. And when you have these, you don't have those. Good now, like when the Mishnah Masechta Shviyas, B'nai Shuach, Shviyas Shalahen, is Shana Shniyah. What do you mean their Shemitah is the second year of Perish? B'Shana Beis, Shal Shemitah, the second year of the Shemitah cycle of Fisha. Oysen Perish, Shal Katim, B'Shana Beis, Shal Shemitah, because those fruits that are harvested in the second year of the Shemitah cycle, Nechtim to B'Shviyas, really were budding in the Shemitah year. And if a Vasunga did Shviyas, they can be forbidden like the Shemitah produce. And therefore it takes 3 years, so you can have each one in 1 year. And lekach ugmar Rabbi Nachman b'Bnei Shuach. Therefore, he picks specifically this type of figs called B'nai Shuach, the Bashari Lonis, because by other trees, be'elav shonim le'yerozeh, even 1,000 years, they won't have this idea. The Balam and Lonis, Yilku b'Shadaf and Gimel Shonim, that you'll have with 30 trees that should have wind blasted for 3 years. But like, how's it happening that only you'll have this 10 and only next year the next 10 and next year the other 10? So you have to have wind blasted 3 years, and those that are this year are not the other year. And that you have, like the Gemara says, that it's scattered in the right type of way. So it's only possible B'nai Shuach, which actually anyways takes 3 years. So yeah. It's going to be really layered like that. Then it says, "But we can say, 'Beichamatzi mar b'nei shuach.' How could actually be tomar b'nei shuach? But bereish perkin. But in the beginning of the perkin of Chavchas Mabeis, I mean, we said, 'Ka bechazaka.' When if you want to have a chazaka, be in the beidna the isa live peri, you have to have that. When you have this peri, less live peri, this peri was not around. When you're eating the pears of the first and the second year, the fruits of the third year already had chanit, like we said, it takes 3 years for when the chanit already was there, when it was already budding. Since it's still a year till there when they're completed, have a shop. It is definitely included what's called beidna de isa live pear. When you have this pear, less live pear, it's considered as if it's not there really. The next test master begins with the Gemara. So this guy takes chazaka in the trees, and this guy is hechzik b'karka. So Perish Kundras, Perish Rashbam, says the la b'cheskas gemar shanim ayri. We're not talking about with the chazaka of 3 years of the general sugya of this cheskas abatim. El shemachal is a karka. We're talking about when this guy sells to this guy the property. It'll zeil on this, and this guy sells the trees. We're talking about each guy takes possession of what he bought. Kagain, the Rafik Baporta, he digs a little bit, and the owner of the tree does a little bit, you know, weeding, like the Gemara says later on Daphne and Dalad, Haiman, the Pashach Dikla, Adaita the Dikla Kani, so it's about the Kinyonim that they're making. So it says, because read, now this is difficult to read, why are we establishing this halacha on the mission over here? The Arabic Chesed Gemara is talking about the Chazak of 3 years of proof. Come on, rather later on the mission of Ben Beis, Gabi Chazaka Shalkin, it was too much Chazaka of acquisition. Well, additionally, the mind knock at Chazaka, why are we picking Chazaka at Tfei Mishtar, Vekesu, Vechalipin, more than the Kin Mishtar, or documents, or money, or Chalipin? Have a limit at Mechastam. Should have just said, sale, could it knock at Mechar Bekulisugi de Besamach, like it says in the Sugi shortly, regarding sales. So rather, Benir Lurie appears to read the Arba Chesed Gemashan. They're talking about the Chazaka of 3 years, like our sugya. This guy acquires the trees. This guy acquires the property. And therefore, the owner of the tree has no rights in the karka at home. Therefore, kiyavshu, when they dry up, he's not allowed to plant other ones in their place. So in other words, we're talking about a raya on the bailus, which is what Chazaka talks about, and that's what we're talking about, that this guy's kin in the lawns, but does not prove anything and does not give any rights in the karka at all. Rapapa holds the zekon the lawns, but karka see karka. No, he acquires the trees and half the property. Pirish. It's not like he acquires anything in the property at all. The other guy has a chazak in the whole property. Rather, regarding Shem Yisabshu, that if they dry up, they can plant other ones in their place. And from this, the Gemara tells us shortly, that if you sold this guy trees and this guy karka, that the owner of the trees has no rights in the karka at all, to plant other ones in their place, the when they dry up. But Papa, yes, according to Papa, he does. That's all, because that's logic. If you sell this guy the trees, this guy is the property unspecifically, that the owner of the trees acquires the property to plant others in their place, when they dry up, that also is chazaka should help regarding this. But again, it's not talking regarding mecher, it's talking actually regarding the halacha of the chazakas that each one have as the sugya of our perek. Next, this master begins with the Gemara, Lemeli Bal Karkel Bal Lilon. So he says, wait a second, so let the owner of the property tell the owner of the tree, Akal Antchabesh Shakal Bazil, so to uproot your tree and go and leave. Peter, in other words, Likashis Yabish, when it dries up. So Tariz Bali said, Apishakachu Emes Lozid, although that is the truth according to Zid. And he actually holds like that. Mekamakam Parkle Rapub, but still Rapub is asking, in Svara. It's not logical, that he should push him right away to uproot it right when it dries up, even to give him Lanz Machlik, since ultimately he did sell him three trees. But moreover, Metzin Lamim, you could actually say that Aki Lancha, that when he tells him to uproot your tree, means La'altakam, he was saying right away. And that definitely is a question about Papa. Given that Philip became Lonis, Amarta, since even my three trees, you're saying the Elam Karka Kume has no rights in the Karka at all. Even though then in general, became Lonis Isle Karka, that when they're selling three trees, it does have a property. Because when you're dealing with two buyers, so then it's different. And the reason for that is because the Kamali could tell him, just like I don't have anything by the trees, even though generally we would say, but when there's two buyers, you could say this or that, no. So I don't have anything by trees, you don't have anything by the ground. Now, if this is considered a reason, so then immediately right away, even before it dries up, you should tell him, rip out your tree. Now, even though that in general, by one buyer, when he buys two trees, does not acquire the land. However, we do let, at least let the tree stay until it dies. And here we're saying that the time was to uproot it right away. Yeah, here it's worse. For that reason, the islach that, you know, you have keichad deladi, b'chulu, just like I have nothing in the trees, you have nothing in the ground. Obviously, that we shouldn't say that that reason. In other words, to differentiate between one buyer and two buyers. So Hilchah Divrei Shemachal is Zeh Karkel is Zeh Lanz. When he sells this guy the property, this guy the trees, Ba'alan is Kana Makam Ageza. So the owner of the tree does acquire the place of the trunk Litachim Kaimon to plant others in the place Kishyavshu when they dry up. Or Marian's talking about Bima Gimalan is Bima Beis, whether with three trees or two trees. Kid the Pishak Rashbam, like the Rashbam explains that that even. The afila begimel in lekarka hatzarach leilonis. Even by three trees, he doesn't have the property needs for the trees. Kimin shapesh behedya, since he explicitly said lezer karka for this guy the land, and afila bebez ilonis kishayavshu yitachem mekayman. That even when you have two trees that dry up, that you plant others in that place. Mishum the reason keiched ledach by nyavasav mechulu, because like the way the Rashbam explains. That whether you acquire three trees, his power is less than one lekeach, and he doesn't have the karka, because he specified that he's telling the other guy the karka, sounds like totally. Whether he's acquiring two trees, he could plant others in their place, and that's because of the surah that someone's buying trees tells the owner of the karka that, you know, so too, like the selling to the Bali Lund, this is buying enough regarding that if it dries up, he could plant others in their place.